Thank you, Damian, and good afternoon. Fire investigators believe arson is the cause of a fire in an Arcata pot dispensary. Firefighters say they found fires in two locations in the 8th Street building early Monday morning. Arcata Battalion Chief Sean Campbell said investigators suspect arson because the fires were intentionally lit in two separate locations. He said the building at 389 H Street is built as a residence, but more recently has been used as a pot dispensary, a membership cooperative. The building was not occupied early Monday morning. Battalion Chief Campbell would not speculate on the reason the fires may have been started. Law enforcement officers across the county arrested at least 14 people on suspicion of driving under the influence. With more information, here's Dan Squire.
Law enforcement officers across the county arrested at least 14 people on suspicion of driving under the influence from Friday night through Sunday night this past weekend. That meant the Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force was out on the roads, and three more drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI, three less than in 2013, when that number was six. There were no fatalities reported in the county, and the next enforcement period will take place in May for Cinco de Mayo.
Thank you, Dan. A Eureka celebrity is moving on. Mo Hu, the red panda at the Sequoia Park Zoo, is heading off to Iowa to settle down with somebody new. Mo Hu was born last year to Sumo and Stella Luna, but keepers at the Sequoia Park Zoo say it's best to encourage Mo Hu to grow up and move out. They're sending her next month to a zoo in Des Moines, Iowa. There, she'll join an older female while the Association of Zoos and Aquariums determines a plan for her breeding possibilities. Zoo manager Gretchen Ziegler said it's best to allow her the freedom she would have in the wild. But don't despair, the Luna family is showing signs that another red panda may be on the way. Two unrelated motorcycle collisions on Monday claimed the lives of the motorcycle riders. The rider of a motorcycle on Highway 36, who collided head-on with an oncoming car after drifting across the double yellow line, suffered fatal injuries late Monday night. The driver has been identified as 42-year-old Bridgeville resident William Edward Wright. An autopsy was performed, and a toxicology result is expected in a few weeks. On Monday afternoon, 20-year-old Arcata resident Dylan Arcani suffered fatal injuries while fleeing from a sheriff's deputy on Samoa Boulevard. Arcani was riding a motorcycle without license plates, and he hit a car making a left turn at Dean Street. Arcani was taken to the hospital but pronounced dead in the emergency room. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating a missing woman who was last seen in Eureka in mid-January. 37-year-old Sheila Franks is an adult white female, 5'5", 120 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes, and she's not been in contact with her mother in several weeks. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As the Board of Supervisors searches for solutions to the county's $2 million budget shortfall, one possibility that many are undoubtedly discussing is the legalization of Humboldt County's marijuana industry. Some believe that if the county were able to collect sales tax on marijuana purchases, it could be a potential gold mine. However, the economics of pot are complex. County CAO Philip Smith Haynes explains the factors that would have to be considered if the county tried to account for marijuana.
If marijuana were legalized, you might have more local sales of it, but you would also be doing a lot more officially selling to the large urban centers, right? And so you'd be looking at basically a wholesale versus a retail model and having to do some analysis of that and how much sales tax you would generate on a wholesale basis.
It remains to be seen if Humboldt County and the state of California will follow in the footsteps of Colorado and Washington and push for legalization. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.